We're meeting at in the afternoon because of the debate this morning, very important debate, especially after the performance of our athletes. We are expected to look at the department's performance for the first quarter of the year, which is starting according to government's how they distribute their quotas. It starts from April up to June. That's their first quarter report. We expected from the department to give us the full report. We indicated in our letter that this time we are really demanding a full report because we've been pleading with the department for a full report instead of a presentation, because a presentation is a summary of the report. Because this is a very important department in a sense that it's responsible for the overall coordination of economic policy and implementation of very important areas of growth, which also look at the SMME development, financing, and so forth. I think that's to us very important. But apart from that, the three main challenges that are facing our country, that of poverty eradication, that of income inequalities, that of growth, not just growth, but the development, economic growth and development. I think those are very important issues that are confronting the country, especially in the midst of high unemployment in the country, in the midst of high unemployment, especially among the youth. And we've been also talking about this, and the country has been engaged in issues affecting the youth, unemployment, and so forth. And hence, I think today it's quite important to everyone of us, and as the people who are supposed to be overseeing the actual performance what department is doing. I think it is important that we also start where everybody is starting, by looking at the report. I'm told by the DG that the report is not ready, the acting DG, that the report is not ready. They still have the presentation. We have tried to stress in our letter that we sent to them of invitation that we needed a full report. I'm not sure what we should do now, because really for us to do proper oversight, we need to refer to that report. I mean, we've been stressing this for quite some time now, colleagues. I don't know what are we saying in that regard as part of our job. May I hear Mr. Hussein and Babunduli?
Chairman, may I inquire the reasons why the report is not ready, so we can understand?
Okay, thank you. Babunduli?
Thanks, Chairperson. I was going to say, let's have a targeted date. When is it going to be ready? Because I was going to say, let them give us the topics, and then, but then they bring the full report after they've told us what is in there, so that when it comes, then we deal with it.
So they're supposed to be dealing with the salient points or areas of the report, and then that's another suggestion. But the first one is to get the reasons why the report is not ready.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members of the Committee. Firstly, on behalf of the Department, I'd like to apologise to the Honourable Chair and Honourable Members for the written report not being tabled. My team of officials are finalising it, and I indicated to the Chair that we could hand it out at the end of this meeting or tomorrow for the latest. So I sincerely apologize for this, Chair. There were some areas in the report which needed to be verified, and I felt that I cannot submit the written report given that those areas hadn't been verified. So my sincere apologies about that.
Okay, before I say anything, Mem Sotetse.
Thank you, Chairperson. The reason that the people are still busy with the report, is it because they received the request late, but or maybe it's an issue of capacity in the department?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Chair, I don't think it's a question of the report having been received late. I think given the work that we've done over the first quarter, there were, in my view, I felt there were areas that were not satisfactorily reported on, and I asked that they go back to verify and check that. Unfortunately, the officials that were dealing with the items were either out of town or they were in meetings. Even at this point, we were hoping to finalize it, but the one piece of information that we need, the official is in a meeting, and we cannot get that information as yet.
DJ, I don't find that being an excuse, to be honest. You're supposed to be preparing monthly reports. It's a requirement. Every unit or program must submit a monthly report. And based on those monthly reports, you're supposed to be compiling a quarterly report. If there were things that were not satisfactory, I think that should have been, you know, taken care of. I mean, we're in the second quarter now, towards the end of the second quarter. So I don't really understand that. I don't take that as an excuse. So does it mean that monthly reports are not prepared and submitted on time as the PFMA requires? What is the challenge? Because that's a requirement. And Section 32 reports every month they're supposed to be submitted, and before they you submit to the Treasury. And then on a quarterly basis, those are consolidated into one and then submitted for publication by Treasury. I think that is the gist of everything. I think I still agree with Mem Sotetse that maybe you should answer the question whether there's a challenge of capacity in the department or what is the real challenge. Because what we requested is just what we're supposed to be requesting for a month, but just on a monthly basis. But as Parliament, we are lenient enough to require or to request you to submit quarterly reports instead of monthly reports. And that gives us ample time to look into that. May we find out that the correct reason.
As I indicated, the issue is not about capacity. We do submit our monthly reports. We do submit on a regular basis as per Treasury regulations to National Treasury our monthly expenses and expenditure. And that has a report with it. So from that point of view, I think the department does comply with the monthly reports that it has to present and hand over to Treasury, and obviously to the Minister. I think the issue of whether it's capacity or not, in this instance, Chair, there were areas in the report that I felt needed to be strengthened, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to complete it timeously for the meeting, and I take responsibility for that, and I apologize for that. I can indicate to the committee that we can try and circulate the report immediately after this meeting, because I have the team looking at that particular section, or first thing tomorrow morning. And Chair, that's honestly the reason why the report wasn't submitted today or tabled today.
Mr. Shengwa, Mr. Hussein.
No, thanks, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair. I just want to establish, excuse me, given that the report is not here and we've got a presentation that has been prepared, that presentation that is in front of us is based on what, in the absence of the report? Because I suppose that the presentation is a summary of the report. Now, if the report is not ready and the presentation, which is the summation, is here, I get a bit puzzled as to exactly where are we in the absence of the report, having noted what the acting DG has said.
Thank you.
Point taken. Mr. Osman? Chair, forgive me, but I'm battling to try and understand the actual reason why it's not ready. Unless the acting DG can just expand on it a bit. And the question I have is that, is the information that you talk about that needs to be strengthened, does it cut across the entire report itself, or is it something that could have still proceeded with while you're still strengthening it at a later stage? I mean, I can't understand why the entire thing has to just stop because some bits of information are not correct. If you can just expand and make me understand it, thank you.
Thank you. Ma'am Sotessa?
Yeah, I really don't get the logic for us to discuss the documents before us and only to get the report, the actual report, at the end of the meeting here. And you have just alluded to the fact that the presentation is a summary, and looking at the HR issue, say it is indeed a summary. So I really can't get the logic.
Okay, as a chair, I think I'll make a final ruling that Mr. Mauser, I think you still owe us the last quarter report, full report, because we did receive a summary. At the end of that meeting, we requested that you send us the full report. We still haven't received that full report. Even now, we made sure that in the invitation, we indicate clearly that we request a full report to be accompanied by the presentation, which is the summary of that. So I myself sitting here don't see the logic also of continuing with that, with the presentation, which is going to give us something that you still feel we are not comfortable with. And if you are not comfortable with it, means even the minister hasn't seen it and he's not comfortable with it. And therefore, I would request that we postpone the meeting, or we call off the meeting, and then we invite you in the next meeting to give us the report. And as we indicated, reports are to be sent at least, give us 3 days if you can't meet the 7-day period. At least 3 days. We are quite flexible so that members can be able to go through the report and prepare for the meeting. I will then adjourn the meeting, and thank you very much for that. Members, may we remain just to consider the rest of the agenda items. Thank you. Can we break for 3 minutes while we allow the department to...